latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
2018 was a good year for Christian music in Australia. Three projects, two of them Australian, made the Australian Record Industry Association, or ARIA, mainstream charts. Hillsong Worship's There Is More peaked at number 2 in April, Young and Free's 3 reached number 12 in July, and Lauren Daigle's Look Up Child made the top 40 albums in September. Aaron Gilmett from Coorong wraps up some of the best praise and worship and contemporary artist albums from the past year to help with your holiday listening.
In praise and worship, there were not one but two great albums from Hillsong. First up, there's Young and Free's 3, which is one of the most powerful, creative and beautifully written records of the year, in my opinion. And then there's Hillsong Worship's current live album, There Is More, which continues to sell well for us, with So Will I 100 billion times taking out Worship Recorded Song of the Year at the GMA Dove Awards. Extremely well deserved. One of my personal favorites is Elevation Worship's new album, Hallelujah Here Below. It's definitely one of the most powerful and moving worship records of the year, and it features 12 brand new songs for the church, plus a guest appearance from Christian Artist of the Year, Torrin Wells. Another big highlight for 2018 was Bethel Music's Starlight, an absolutely brilliant and earth-shaking album from start to finish. Rounding out praise and worship, we received strong releases from Planet Shakers with Heaven on Earth, Wren Collective's Good News, The Belonging Co's debut record All the Earth, Jesus Culture with Living with a Fire, and Corey Asbury's award-winning album Reckless Love.
The other subgenre of Christian music is the contemporary category. What were some of the best artist albums last year?
First up, there's Toby Mac's Elements record. One listen to Toby's single Everything and you'll know this is a record not to be missed. Once you start moving along to the groove of that tune, your car, you won't be able to stop. Another 2018 pop highlight was for King & Country's Burn the Ships. Aussie brothers Joel and Luke Smallbone continue to raise the bar with every album they release. Production, musicianship, they'll be touring Australia in January and February. I can't wait.
Oh man, neither can I. Now let's look ahead to some of the year's new releases. What's coming up?
Well, in the next 12 months, you can expect some great new albums from Need to Breathe, Passion, Keith and Kristen Getty, Unspoken, Dan Bremnes, Brian and Katie Torwalt, and one of the mainstays in Christian rock. That's right, Switchfoot will be back with a new record. I'm absolutely loving the first single, Native Tongue. We also have some great new music to look forward to from the likes of Kari Job, Newsboys, Mac Brock, Mallory Hope, and Bethel Live. Finally, there will be new releases from Wren Collective, We Are Messengers, Planet Shakers, and Hillsong United. I had the opportunity to attend the United album recording recently, and I'm already convinced that it's going to be one of the biggest worship albums of the year. So, as you can tell, I'm encouraged and really looking forward to all that God has in store musically for the year ahead.
Thanks, Aaron. That's all for this week. I'm Cam for the TCM Update.